Health Headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin is presented by the Riverstone Retirement Communities of Oak Park and Bridlewood Trails, your complete continuum of care.
And we're joined by Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So this is the list of bad habits that will actually, and they're now saying, will take years off your life. Smoking, drinking too much, not getting enough exercise, and not eating enough fruits and vegetables.
That's right. And this study, which was published yesterday in the Archives of Internal Medicine, simply illustrates what has been sort of determined on the basis of other clinical studies and looking at behaviors and lifestyles and how it affects our health. I mean, there's a reason why we have so much heart disease and diabetes and various cancers. So what they did is that back in 1984 and 85 in the UK, they interviewed 4,886 people aged 18 years and older, an average age of 44 years old. And they were randomly selected from different participants in Britain. And they were asked about various lifestyle habits, how much they smoked, if they drank more than three drinks per day, for men, more than two drinks per day for women, if they had less than 2 hours of physical activity a day per week, and whether they ate fruits and vegetables fewer than three times a day. Those are sort of the worst case scenarios, and they gave people a point for each of these particular risky behaviors, added them up, and then followed these people for the next 20 years. And they looked at the death certificates over the next 20 years, and they sort of matched them with the people they interviewed, and they found that overall, 314 people who had the worst behaviors, all four of them, 91 died, or about 29%, or 3 in 10 of them died in that group. The most healthiest people, those that didn't have any of those particular factors, 387 of them, only 32 died, or 8%, so 1 in 10. So quite a difference between the two. The way they found out about these behaviors is they asked them only once at the beginning of the study. So there was a bit of a confounding factor. The authors of the study said that these particular behaviors were fairly consistent throughout a person's life, so they didn't bother looking further on, but it was one of the weaknesses in the study. So that's essentially what they found, is that those that, as a result of these death rates, they said that these people who engage in these behaviors died approximately 12 years earlier than those who didn't engage in those behaviors. And that sort of goes along with what we've seen before. One of the books written by Dr. Richard Béliveau, his latest one, Living Well, Eating Well, illustrated this point from a 2007 study, which looked at over 500,000 studies looking at these things. And these were the exact behaviors we've talked about before, Mark, that illustrated how much it affects the risk of developing various diseases that can lead to early demise.
So if you want to live longer, don't smoke, don't drink too much, stay physically active, and have fruits and vegetables in your diet on a daily basis.
Yeah, very common sense stuff. And the other one I would add in is don't eat so much junk food. And those are the five things that make a huge difference.
See, up until then, I was doing great. Then you have to throw in the junk food thing.
Moderation, Mark.
Okay. Thanks, Barry.
You're welcome.